Well, it is a very good morning to you, beloved Eagle FM listeners. Welcome to another episode of Social Time with me, Hileni, and Francina. And we will be here with you today up until the hour of 11 o'clock. So it's 9 o'clock, 24 minutes past 9, and every day is not the same, right? So apologies, we are slightly late for today, but oh well, I believe we are going to have a good conversation. So we come on Social Time every Saturday and we have conversations that affect our everyday lives, conversations that as a nation you are going through, and we have some of those realistic conversations that people do not have on a normal basis because of fear of what will people say, or you know, what will people say? What will people say? What the people's reaction going to be like? What difference would it make? But sometimes we just facilitate these conversations to raise awareness, to educate one another, and to make sure that everyone can get their voices heard. Good morning, Francina.
Good morning, Hileni, and to the Eagle FM listeners.
So, like I always say it here on Eagle FM, we have a variety of products that we offer, but today we are specifically going to focus on the Eagle FM app. So the Eagle FM app, it's a platform that you should download so that you can have access to all our products. It enables you to listen to our live broadcasting. It enables you to... Speaking of the app. It allows you to... It actually allows you to listen to all our products. It allows you to listen to all our previous podcasts. It allows you to read current news items, and we share so many things on here. Another function of the Eagle FM app is that you can instantly share it with your loved ones. Let's say we are doing an interview with you and you would like to share the link, or you know, the app link with everyone, or the website, so that they can also listen in. If you just go on your Eagle FM app name, Darbo, on your right side, there is that share button. So you just press the share button and you can share the app with your listeners. You can share the app with people that are of your following. Or alternatively, there's a telephone button in the corner there. You can use that to call us directly on air. Good morning. Eagle FM, you're live.
Yes, good morning, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm fine, can you please take me out of the
place? I struggled with that just a while ago. Diapo, can I give you my personal number so you can call me on there, or then I can attend to you? Can I give you my personal number so you can call me on there?
Okay, what time?
Even in 5 minutes time, actually in 3 minutes time, let's say.
Okay.
081 87 2 33 11 11 Yes.
7 2 3 3 1 1
Yes. Okay, I'll be expecting your call in 2 minutes or so.
Alright.
Bye. Okay. So like I was saying, you can use the Eagle FM app for so many things, and you can listen, you can be updated on what shows are coming up next. You can always update yourself, and we also share important documents on this, so you can always help yourself and educate yourself. But like I always say it here, Social time is not social time unless we have listened to Billie Eilish, and that is with her Ocean Eyes. Here goes Billie.
I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes. Burning cities and napalm skies. 15 flares inside those ocean eyes. Your ocean.
Whoa. said the feeling's mutual. No. It took some time to realize I'm a different people. And love is blind. I see love is blind. Can we build it up? Build it up. Just to let it wash away. And tell me that I lace you up. Lace you up. Just to watch you run. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No, tell me.
Okay, welcome back. Anyways, the nickname is already gone, guys. The nickname is recyclable. So whoever comes on next, ne, gets the nickname. So anyways, if you're just joining us right now on Social Time, you are listening to Hileni and Francina, and you are right on time because we are just getting our conversation for today started. So I think in the past few weeks, in the past few months or so, we have seen what has been terrorizing the streets in Windhoek, and not just in Windhoek, it's also happening around. And it's one of those things that happen every time we are approaching the festive season. And I can guarantee you guys that since the festive season is approaching, the crime activities are also skyrocketing. And today we are going to talk about staying safe in Namibia amidst the ongoing car hijackings and robberies, especially from pretense public transport. So most of you use public transport. Most of you need to take taxis or whichever method of transport from place to place to get to work, to run your errands, and to just do everything in general. Yet there's something going on out there, and the people have realized that they could use that to hustle. Illegal hustling, but others are hustling. So this is something that always happens, especially towards the end of the year. For some weird reason, when the year is nearing its end, crime always skyrockets and things like that are always happening. So today we're just going to look at how you as a person can take care of yourself, how you can keep safe, how you can also identify legitimate taxis, and how you can just methods to make sure that you survive these particular circumstances. Because sometimes it happens, but sometimes it is avoidable, and it's something you could have avoided, but instead you are not too aware of your surroundings. So this is a crime trend that's putting both drivers and passengers at serious risk, because what used to be a convenient and trusted mode of transport has now for many become a source of fear and uncertainty. And speaking of uncertainty, in as much as we don't have this type of conversations a lot, in as much as we don't acknowledge that the fear is actually there, I just realized, right below the facade, you are so fearful of when you hear about this. So what we have been hearing and reading in the news is that it's Mazda Demios specifically that are targeting victims, that are targeting people under the false pretense of being taxis and robbing them at while they threaten your life. So yesterday, Nim, my friend came to me for a while, and then when it was now time to go back home, she requested a ride. And the whole time we are praying, ne? God, I hope it's not a Mazda Demio. Now, the app accepts and it's a Mazda Demio. Oh, wow. So now I ask, are you gonna go, or should we try again? And we look at each other and we go like, okay, no, it's fine. You just share the details with me. When the car come, we both go out. we verify it's the same person on the app, and we also verify that the plate number is the same one as that registered on the app. So Jiggy Jiggy, fast forward, she came out home safe. But I think, Francina, you can agree that this is a conversation that needs attention, and this is a conversation that we should be having, because funny enough, we live in a world, but we are not even aware sometimes of what is really happening out there. Like me, for instance, I came to find out about the Mazda Damia story, I think, after a week or so of it existing. And I think I found out at the second pair of victims. And this is after the first pair has happened already. And imagine, during that whole week, you are just going on with your life, because you are unaware of what's happening around you and in the world. So we are going to look at how we are going to unpack this issue, and we are also just going to give methods of how to stay safe, especially now during the festive season. I always say this name. Festive season is a trigger for a lot of people, and it's a trigger for a lot of things. And in as much as people won't want to admit it, it triggers a lot. You know, it's festive season. People are going back to their homes on Poweako, Shimboweako, Ronga. And now you think of going back home empty-handed.
Yes.
And Medman's Mensa said that ni rechni. You know, when you think about it, ne? And you know your parents are going to expect money from you. Your siblings are expecting. And guys, what scares me the most is that we are the new we are the new batch of uncles and aunties. So now the younger kids at home are also expecting you to bring something. And because things are not things, sometimes at home you have lied about your situation in Windhoek. You told them you got a job, Mara Kanti J hustle, ne Joe hustles. So now it starts to trigger you, and you have to go back home, and you have to take what along, and it has this ripple effect of crime skyrocketing, because everyone is now trying to secure a bag. You are trying to get as much as you can, so that by the time you're ready to go home, you have something to take with. So, Francina,
Before we go to the ways of avoiding all this that's happening or that has been happening for the past few weeks, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, whereby I read that they have found, I think, is it three or four?
Three guys apprehended, one got away.
Yeah. So, And then also that they found the cars, the Mazda Damias that I've seen also on social media, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone asked yesterday that how sure are we that tomorrow you won't find them on bail?
Mm.
And then they continue with what or where they have left off. Because there's no guarantee that after, they get their bail or so on, they will keep quiet.
Yes.
Because it's their hustling method. It's a way of bringing bread on the table. Or we don't know what's behind, what's the motive.
You know, name. Uh-huh. It's just that one of the banks that were being used a lot, mm-hmm. I cannot mention banks' names on air, because obviously I cannot afford lawyers for my life and that of the rest of my family. I cannot afford a lawsuit, but this is what I took away from it. These people are not just My conclusion is that these people are doing this type of crime, but entities also give little to zero care about what is happening to their clients. Because I kid you not, if those robbers hit an ATM today to rob an ATM, not to defraud a client, I am sure their CCTV cameras would have been very, very functional, and their pictures would have been up and running, up and in circulation in the next how many hours. That is what would have happened if it was the ATM itself that was hit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But from the conversations I got, and from some of the people that I've asked that went through the situation, mm-hmm. obviously it's a big ordeal. A lot of people were not comfortable to come on air and speak about their experiences right now because it's still fresh.
Yes.
You are still so angry about a lot of things. But then now you have to ask yourself, mm-hmm. if it was you driving recklessly on the road, mm-hmm. and maybe you bump one of their poles there by the robots.
Mm-hmm.
They would have traced you down so easily and so effortlessly. If it was a specific ATM that was hit by the robbers, their cameras would have been functioning very clearly mm-hmm. on that specific day. But because it's a client whose money was withdrawn at a specific time, mm-hmm. at a specific ATM, suddenly the pictures are not clear enough. So now you also ask yourself, how is the system also failing its client? How is the system failing to protect people?
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot tell me for a very long time people are just going, they are just roaming around the streets so bad so that activists have to come in so that, you know, it can sound a bit more TED serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it sounds a bit more TED, because in as much as people do not agree on this one thing, I always say activists push certain buttons that the ordinary you and I cannot push when we go to the police station and report a case.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reluctance in having that case resolved when it's just you and I, it's like people are chilling. And then some activist comes here that gives everyone sleepless nights and, you know, it sheds a lot of attention, it sheds a lot of light. Maybe the higher ups were not even aware that these particular things are happening in the country. And the stations, you know, we are just chilling on our phones most, because that's a new norm with service providers, especially public service providers. And I point it out because public service providers are public servants. They are people that should be serving the public. Come thunder, come fire, come hell, come rain, come the heavy storms. You are entitled to serve the nation, the public. You are the one earning from taxpayers' money. So people are entitled to get certain services. So you just look at certain things and you're like, ah, but is it really supposed to be this difficult for people to be safe in a country as small as Namibia? If we can answer that question, then I think we can start somewhere to say, maybe this is what can be done better to make sure that the streets are safe. And streetwise, it's the same circle of perpetrators that do these things.
Yes.
It's the same circle of perpetrators. And I'm going to use the example of a lady that was killed a couple of months ago
mm-hmm.
that was lured in for a rental
mm-hmm.
in Invernida. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I almost also went to that rental, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Until they asked me who I'm coming with and I said my brother and they blocked me. So, lucky,
yeah.
Yes.
So their target is more on female.
Yes, females or vulnerability, you need to be alone so that they can tag team
yeah.
you. So you look at those things and you come to realize if you read up on that, if you follow up on that story of now the lady that was killed, you'd realize that the people that did it were out on bail. And it's exactly what you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 days down the lane, you will see that these people are out on bail. What guarantees the system that when these people are walking out on bail, they are not going
yes.
to continue doing the same nonsense that they've been doing?
Thing.
And more so, they are now going to do it worse. You know, what I say is, or you let the child get away with
yeah.
certain things
yes.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They get worse because it's like you are normalizing that it's normal to do A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also showing them that even if you do A, B, C, and D, there's a certain level of leniency. And when it comes to some criminal cases, I believe a line needs to be drawn between who is a danger to society and who should be out on bail. You cannot tell me someone that is in prison for stealing mahango meal because the children does not have something to eat at home. Mm-hmm. Cannot get bail, but someone that is busy robbing people and threatening them with knives and threatening to rape them and taking money from them should be out on bail. It's the double standards of our system. I'm not in the law fraternity. Mm-hmm. I try to read here and there, but guys, if there is anything that is difficult to understand in this lifetime, is the legal framework. You know, you'll even attend court sessions and you are listening attentively. Mm-hmm. Mara, I think you'll understand like a percentage of what is being said because, and otherwise you need to go back and do intensive research so that you can clearly understand based off what they make some of these decisions. Dangerous criminals always come back into society. They are always reintegrated into society through bail. And they continue where they've left off. And then you catch them again. And then somewhere, somehow, they are released on bail again. So it makes you question, who do they work for? And a lot of times, it's not even something that is considered, but most of those criminals are in gangs. And obviously, a gang is run by someone. Mm-hmm. So now your question should be, who is running the gang? Who is protecting these people?
And I bet they have a map. Like, you know, I think the mentality, I don't know because of the movies that you like watching,
mm-hmm.
but obviously they have something drawn up of how they're going to play their game on the streets. Because you won't just like decide that today we are going to Havana. No. Obviously you have drew up something or thought of, okay, this is the area that we can target, you know, our clients. What, I don't know what they call them, but
yes,
you know, so, yeah.
And it goes to show that it's not safe in Namibia. It's not safe. When was it? 2-3 days ago. My brother and the girlfriend leaves the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were, one of his cars was somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It was with someone else. So they go and they went to get the car. So she had to go drive the other car back. Mm-hmm. So she tells him, can you wait for me to go inside the house? Get the car and then we drive, we follow each other. So she enters the house. She comes back. My guy is gone, guys. Why are men so unreliable? She comes out, my brother is gone. Broad daylight in Ombili. Mm-hmm. Broad daylight in Ombili. And, as she's reversing out of the yard, the house in which she's coming out of, the woman is heavily, heavily pregnant. Mm-hmm. So she closes the gate because she has now reversed out entirely, right? So the car was parked in the sun. Mm-hmm. So she lowers the windows because it's hot in the car. Heat. But she sees that there are two guys coming.
Mm-hmm.
One comes on the passenger side and then one crosses the road quickly to try and go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for her, She noticed it and she was like, yo, I'm in danger here.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls up the windows at the same time closes
the car.
Mm-hmm. She locks the entire car. For some weird reason, two other guys reappear out of nowhere from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And just when she locked the car, someone is attempting to open the car from behind, like the back seat. Someone is attempting to open. And this one that was nearing is, you know, trying to hit the window. She just speeds off.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I sped off so badly, I could have caused an accident because now I was not watching the junctions anymore. I was not adhering to the road signs. I was just going because...
As long as you run away from...
Yes, as long as you run away from this danger. And then later she called, they call the wife's husband and she reiterates the story to him and he goes like, you are so fortunate that you did that because should they have gotten a hold of you?
In the condition that she's in also?
No, she's not the pregnant one. The pregnant one is in the house. Because he told her, if they got a hold of you, you'd have gone back home carless, phoneless, nothingless.
Yes.
You were going to walk away because it's a trend, it's happening. And by the time you would get a phone to even call somewhere, that car would have been stripped off because it's so easy to strip off certain brands.
Everything is planned.
Yes, everything is planned, but it's also when you start to learn certain things, ne, you would understand why it's easy to do certain things. That specific car brand is very easy to strip off. By the time you get to the police station, that whole car is already disassembled.
But these criminals do really take risk, hey? They do.
So yeah,
much.
No, they
I
do.
I think they have that thing of, if I make it back home today, if I come back alive or injured or, I don't know. But I think they just have that thing that as long as I make it out, you know, as long as I hustle, get what I want and go back home. So I think they have put the fear aside.
No, they know what they are doing. You live by crime, you die by crime. Mm-hmm. You don't easily get out of crime. So you live by the gun, yes. You die by the gun.
You die from what you love doing most. So.
Unfortunately, this is the reality of things. And now we have to look at how are we going to make sure our communities are better? Because the sad part is, it's not just, you know, right now it's happening to the elderly, to older people who are coming from work at night. It's happening to people that are coming from clubs. I'm not saying going to the club is wrong, but you should be safe to do whatever you want in this country. Whether it's coming home at 2 a.m. or going to the,
work or going out.
Yes. Or going for a run. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a safe country. But now you look at what's happening and you ask yourself, as a nation, what are we going to do? What must happen for us to make sure there are safety precautions in place? Because today it's adults being threatened. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it's kids. Now you are being told, you need to come pay a certain ransom for you to get your kids. And I thought about this because the amount of school kids I see on the road taking taxi on their own. Oh, yes. And you can tell some of those kids are really small kids. Mm-hmm. And those kids are not as aware as someone of my age. They are not able to look around and be instinctive to say, but I don't feel safe here. It can happen, but it's not as intense compared to someone that is older, someone that has more awareness around them. Because I can stop a car, ne? And I will look inside and I'll be like, I'll actually say the opposite direction and then they'll scream at you. Yeah, no man. If you're going that side, you should be on the other side of the road. Yeah, but sometimes I just look and I'm like, yeah, yeri father, I must not save you. I cannot enter this one. I'm not safe. And I'm not saying, people are ignorant because now, women are even involved in crime at the same pace as the man is. So usually I would say don't get into a cab with men only. But nowadays it's actually the fellow women that lure you in. You feel like, ah, no, it's safe. There's other women. And then you drive 100 meters from where you're thinking it. You were picked up. And then you drive 100 or 200 meters and then you see one woman is suddenly getting off. Mm-hmm. And then when they get off, another customer gets in. But it's all planned. Mm-hmm. So I know it, for some, it costs much, but if we are going to start looking at safety precautions, and this is not me advocating for one business over the other, this is me advocating for safety because it's better safe than sorry, right? And we are facing the festive season, and as Namibians, we do not need anyone to tell us how safe, how unsafe the festive season is. From your home, from opening, you know, for those of us with manual gates, from just getting out of your car to going to open that gate, you are at risk already.
Yes.
You are at risk from little things like just wanting fresh air in the car. You are at risk from little things like just wishing you could get home safe. You are at risk, like you are a walking risk flag.
And now it doesn't matter whether it's day or night.
No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. People have become so fearless. Mm-hmm. It could be broad daylight and they are doing what they are doing.
You don't see them coming.
You don't see them coming. And some communities obviously have neighborhood watch.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it easier for those communities to be safer compared to some of our communities where I don't even know my neighbors. In fact, I don't even see them.
And I'm looking at this, what's happening, like what has been happening lately.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of it, I think today morning, I was like, this is not only affecting the clients, the customers that get into the rides, but also the drivers that are the real drivers now, the ones that know what they are doing, the ones that are trying to get bread out of it, that now the customers, the clients, they fear of climbing into their cabs.
You have been stereotyped.
Mm-hmm. So you are there, you try to hoot, people are ignoring you because of what's happening. They have the fear, even though you know that, no, I'm the real driver, or I'm here, I'm a good person and all that. They themselves, they fear. You in your heart, you know, inside you yourself know that I'm a real, you know, a driver, but then as the clients are out there, they fear. The fear is so much out there, and it has affected them now in terms of their pockets and all that. You go home, you only have gotten $200. It might even be a lot, because now you have lost customers because of what has been happening. So it's affecting them also in a really negative way.
Let's quickly pay our bills.
Have you ever wondered why Grandma keeps her money under the mattress? Why is Angela uninsured? The Namibia Financial Inclusion Survey 2025 will help us find all the answers. From the 6th of October to the 4th of November 2025, the Namibia Statistics Agency teams in uniforms with tablets will visit homes across all 14 regions to learn about financial access, informal banking, and saving habits. Email us at info@nsa.org.na or call us at 061-4313-200. Your information is confidential.
Okay, your information is confidential, but anyhow, when the people come knocking at your houses, look out for the verification methods that are mentioned always, so that you can also not find yourself as a victim, because if one thing, criminals are well informed.
Very much.
Criminals are so, so informed
they
that
have their good source.
They always know. If it's election time, they come at you with elections. If it's NSA service, they come at you with that. Criminals are a pair that is well, well informed. I cannot even begin to understand what time of day they get to inform themselves while also doing their criminal activities. So the first thing is that, where were we? But let me just continue. So the first thing is understanding the problem. Right now people need to understand the problem that is at hand, which is, now the recent surge in fake robberies, fake taxi robberies. Mm-hmm. So first of all, you need to identify the hotspots. Most of the hotspots were identified. These things were also happening at the same time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to clearly get where the apprehended ones were caught exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, I know the first one was in a chase situation.
Mm-hmm.
They were chased and yes, the car overturned. Oh, thank you, Jesus Christ. You did a number on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have identified the hotspot, you can also now look into trying to secure those hotspots. But in the same breath, people are so afraid of their lives that they would not say a single word at all. So you see, if someone is holding a knife to your to your throat, ne? Mm-hmm. Or to any part of your body. Even if you can see people walking past thee, you will not scream. And I'm speaking from experience. You will not, I don't know what level of fear it is that instinctively you think, you don't really think people are going to hear you out and come to your rescue, but also you think you'd be dead before people can react. But I don't know why it never crosses your mind that there's a third alternative. The criminals could run away when you scream. But I think that's something that does not cross anyone's mind because, guys, life is sweet.
Think of going right now.
Life is sweet and you definitely do not want to go out by a knife held at you, by a knife, from a criminal. Like, I think that is the one thing the one time I got robbed. Broad daylight also. Broad daylight. Ya turanje pokati.
So it was in a cab?
No. I was walking to go get cab.
Oh, shame.
I was walking to go get cab, so I crossed the road and it's like these people appear out of nowhere.
You don't see them coming.
So I was walking to go get cab, so I had to cross the road. You know most what I'm saying about when you are going a certain direction, you need to be on a certain direction, on a certain side of the road. Mm-hmm. So I needed to be on a different direction different side of the road. So I crossed over from the side with more buildings to the other side that is now Kombinga Yo Nima Yon Lamba. So now I don't know if they came out of a car. Up until today, I don't know where the brass came from. So they walk towards me and they put me pokati and they start and one is making jokes and I'm confused. And for passerbys, it looks like we are people that knew each other. By that time, one is holding a knife to my stomach and they're like, give. Colleagues, give. Luckily, the bank account they were able to access did not have money. Mm-hmm. Now, the other one, luckily, I didn't have the card. Mm-hmm. So, both apps are on, but the one they were able to access is the one without the money. The other one, I know I took a risk, shame. I put the password wrong all three times. And I just told them, I'm anxious. You guys are confusing me. So I put the password. In fact, I put the password for the other app all three times until it blocked. So there was nothing they could do about it. They made me put in my iCloud, everything. Show me everything. And there was nothing I could do. There was literally nothing I could do. They took everything.
But they were passerbys, right?
Yeah, they were passerbys. But you know, the way we are standing, ne? Mm-hmm. It's like omatura ko story and you are people that know each other. And now I'm just there like, if I scream, this knife it's inside of me. While I could just give this phone and it ends here. Yes, obviously, I had my bank card. I had money in my, you know, we like wallet. To put car, no, not
oh,
wallet.
Oh, behind the car.
We like to do that thing and it's so unsafe. And at first I was like, I will not. And then that knife started to get, you know, at first it was just on the shirt, ne? And later you can feel it on your skin. You are like, okay, it's getting real. So I gave everything as is. And, didn't even have cab money now to go home. So they ran off, got into a car and
the bus paid off.
Yeah. So
they had a car that was also,
and I think it's also, I have this certain belief, ne, that when people rob you, they know your routine. Mm-hmm. Because, I was coming from a gym that I used to go to. So, and I would get cab and then go get cab at that particular spot all the time to go back home.
So, matches that are always.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and I tried to get cab after that. I've tried and I was not getting cab. And I was literally begging these people because I'm like, guys, I don't have money, but I can go pay at home. Mm-hmm. And for some weird reason, I'm so fortunate. The only thing that survived is my house key. And I think that's because
because you have no car, you have nothing.
Which house are you going to use the key for? Okay, I'll assume they don't know where I live. Mm-hmm. And also, you don't know whether there are other people at home or not.
Yes.
Jiggy jiggy, one good tate felt pity for me, took me home. You know, Shindathiki Mehumba, the first thing I did, I ran to my laptop to go block everything. The first thing that I found is an email from iCloud. The phone has been reset. They were so fast. The phone was already reset. Everything was already gone.
So these are experts.
Yes, everything was already gone. And in that moment, I didn't even care because I just wanted to block my accounts. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to freeze my accounts. And thank God for some of the amazing options on apps and online banking. You just temporarily block them. Or you cancel the cards and the rest is history. Funny enough, the one phone was recovered. Of course, the Samsung was never recovered, but the iPhone was eventually recovered.
But was it recovered from a buyer or from?
From a buyer.
Oh yeah. So now the buyer had to lose both sides, the money and the phone.
Yeah. And also he didn't want to tell people where he bought it from, so. Because it's like, no, I mean, I just bought it off Facebook, and where's the person's number now? Can you trace them? No, I can't.
So meaning they don't want to gain also what they lost, because obviously you'd have maybe gotten your money back in a sort of.
But also it's a crime syndicate, so the next person will probably also just say, nayo,
pass it on. Like,
yes, it's just erienge. Personally, I got the phone back. I honestly didn't even care what the buyer was going through because I've had it up to here. So luckily I got the phone back, but that's just it. So that is why we are now going to look into the aspect of knowing hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that people do not ignore hotspots. Sometimes, you hear that sometimes you hear that the ripple of events happened at a specific place, but you still go and chill at that particular place because you are under the impression that no, nothing is going to happen to you. You are probably the exception and nothing is going to happen to you. And sometimes when you get into this car, you are also able to tell Kocha,
Something is not right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you know where you are going. If you are going to Klein Van Dok,
and you are using different routes.
And now the car is headed to Southern Industry. Why are you not becoming concerned? But you will not become concerned because, like I said from the beginning, people are so ignorant.
Yes.
You get into the taxi, you don't even look up to see the people that are in the car.
You get on your phone.
You get on your phone.
Until you arrive to your destination.
Yes, and that is the one thing I learned. I don't know what triggered it, but I had to learn that one thing. First of all, I always take the back seat behind the driver. Secondly, I look at people's faces. I will look at your face until you beg me not to look anymore. You know how celebrities look at you and mm-hmm. they come across you in town until you recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
I look at people like that. And even when I see you next time, I would know. Sometimes I get into taxis and I know I've used this taxi when from where to where. When you are sitting behind, unfortunately, sometimes you can't see the driver properly, especially if you sit kone mai hondi hore. But, a lot of awareness need to become something that people are practicing on a daily basis. And just putting your phone away. And a lot of times, yes, you are using your phone to maybe even get the directions of where you are going. And that is also sometimes on nokajaha no kukuyaka. You are also bringing thoughts to people. Sometimes you are also triggering the criminal activities in people. Now you are sitting there with your iPhone 17 Pro Max, brand new. Ungodopka yazimo. You are already chilling with it in a cab. Mm-hmm. And this person has had a devastating week. This person has not made enough money and they are now thinking of, what am I going to take with when I go home? And they see you smiling on your big, big phone. Mm-hmm. And people know how much these things cost. And then they look at you as a target. But sometimes it was not even to look at you as a target. You put yourself in that position. It's like getting into a car and you are flashing money. You are showing the people that you have. Mm-hmm. Why are you flashing money? Why are you flashing your expensive phone? Why are you flashing your things? You are also triggering the person to take away from you, because you are not being cautious to saying, not every space is a safe space. Yes, it's supposed to be like that, but common sense, guys. Common sense. You cannot just assume it's safe. And you cannot just assume everyone is doing duly diligent in doing their job. You cannot be of the assumption that people are just good people because you are a good person. You cannot be of the assumption that people have sufficient resources because you have sufficient resources. It doesn't work like that. You cannot be of that assumption. Let's quickly pay our bills.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Well, maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Oh, just a little bit wrong. Oh, baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth before I dive right into you. You're a mystery. I've traveled the world and there's no other girl like you. No one. What's your history? Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? 'Cause I heard you do. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and lie awake every day. Don't know how much I can take. So don't call me baby.
could fall, or I could fly, here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die, hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all, sitting back, looking at every mess that I've made. So don't call me baby unless you mean it, and don't tell me you hate me if you don't believe it. Let me know the truth before I dive right into you. Before I dive right into you, and before I dive right into you.
Fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure love. Than just the sum of every high and every low. Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
My daughter and the honorable guest there.
Good morning, Father.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
You say I forgot the name of the person that you say you are with there.
Francina, she's no one new to Eagle FM.
She's not new?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Mami Francina. Oh, okay, maybe just the name. So, good morning, madam.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very impressed by the topic. Mm-hmm. These are current, the relevant conversation that we need or to have. Mm-hmm. Because if the society is becoming very risky. Mm-hmm. The society is becoming very risky and everybody is now vulnerable. We used to think it's only women who are vulnerable when it comes to crime, especially of those sexual abuse and all this. Just from a gender perspective, sometimes we think, you know, women, yes, but the women are supposed to be more respected. Something that even if you want to rob her, something might just trigger in your mind that, yeah, this is my mother. This one is my mother. This is my daughter. So now when you look that position, I understand there are areas where really when it comes to gender equalities, equity issues of that nature, because of the nature, the natural, you know, things that are there, that yes, biologically, women, they give us children, although I'm just saying that because, you know, carrying that baby and all this caring and things like that. But now we are hearing a lot of things, crime against them, you know. Today that the France was talking about, yes, the protection order and all these things. There's a hot spot that you are talking about. There are so many. Every place is just a hot spot now. I was telling my little daughter, I said, so she was pointing at one taxi. I said, that taxi is done like that. I don't know, maybe the color is similar or the same taxi. And so robbing people. And these things, and we are hearing these things. So your experience is very, very threatening and disturbing. You know, you can see that the peace. And I think everything, like you are saying, those sports, river banks and things like that. And I think we just need to have a very, 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 I don't know, the strategy that can be employed here in terms of comprehending most of these things, okay? Mm-hmm. And we ourselves, we need to be our brother's keepers, sister's keepers. And I saw in the newspaper a girl who was really brutalized and beaten by a taxi driver. Mm-hmm. And those crimes are committed against the society, against the state, not only against the individual. So we therefore need to put ourselves in the same shoes, in the shoes of that thing. How did that taxi even go? And the people were there. There were also other customers there. Women were there. And the men, perhaps, they were there. Even in that surrounding where she was beaten. That kind of horrific, barbaric kind of thing. And this is how they are doing. And we need to make sure that we coordinate our effort, our resources, even our voices. So now you were just in between of those knives and the people were passing. They pretend to be like that and some of these things are really nice. So if we cannot deal with those things and we are expecting the police, we ourselves must become police officers. Watchdogs. Some of those areas of Ababa, like for example the white, my colleagues, I'm not racist, but in the area it's so more safe. Because they have even what they call neighbor watch. They have all these things. In the night when you are moving there, you will be stopped 3, 4, 5 times, even by the security. Why can't we have our own places more safe? And we now identify those spots, hot spots, and we tell the authority. There are a lot of authority even within our community there, our villages. We have got organized, you know, and then we now organize ourselves and say, here we are. We don't want to hear any crime here anymore. You understand? So, and then you have some communication, so you know how to, you are trained how to do it undercover. We are going to deal with a lot of things. And then after I was listening to him, the president or whoever, the Agafingo, and he was talking about that experience, how he experienced it himself. So I believe there are now good strategy to make sure that cleaning of the things and going there when the crime has happened already doesn't really add value. Because you are going there and the people, they know, they are also using tactics and strategy. You are going there and you are in uniform even. But you must be armed. I'm not saying you should go and kill the people there just for self-defense and make sure that the law is for those who are actually getting into conflict with. And it must be just applied. So there are a lot of hotspots. They must be cleaned, especially this UNAM side, and the, all these children are being harassed. So, you know, from that Paulinium's courage and all these other areas, those bushes are supposed to be clean, even if you cannot cut the trees, but you make sure that if somebody who's very far there, you can see. And that also brings fear in the, you know, in the taxis. So in the taxi, everything, all those things, I think very soon they will be planted with cameras. Because I know we are going to interfere with their privacy, but it has to be done, because that is the only way we can do that. So, thank you very much, my people, for doing that. Please, let's identify more spots, even in this, in this central business district and all these things. Some people are robbed in the central city there. So they are robbed, and many times people are looking. You cannot do that in Zambia or Angola or wherever. But for us, we'll be looking. Everybody's minding his or her own business. You don't interfere in people's things. Find a wisdom, a clever way of interfering. Not just getting in there. Of course, you need to protect yourself also and the life of that person, but you make sure that that person should just not just go without being apprehended. So, and the law takes its place. So, unless I think you need to create more police officers, not police officers, or this community policing is there. And we make sure that everyone who has got a zone, maybe Babylon, this, all this informal settlement, they have got zone. And if the person cannot do that, then he must be able to recruit some people to work with her or him. Not only when it comes to gender-based violence and all these things. These are crimes, offenses that need to be dealt with. Thank you very much, madam.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Okay, there you have had some of the hotspots where a lot of crime is happening in the country, and so I had a call out name the other time. the brewery name, they betrayed us. And they sponsored breathalyzers. So my call out to them is, instead of breathalyzers, they should sponsor CCTV cameras to all the dangerous area zones in Windhoek. So if you guys are listening and you are from brewery, please tell, you know, your corporate responsibility team, that the breathalyzers are not as important as the CCTV cameras. For now, we should focus on the cameras. We will pick up on the breathalyzers somewhere next year or in 2 years' time. I will not say we, but Brewery Bra, we are your consumers, so when you do that, you put us on the spot, but when you put out the cameras, at least we will be safer after consuming your product. So it's a win for everyone. These are the views of Hileni Inane and not those of Eagle FM Namibia. So please, please don't go say. You must go say Hileni said Brewery must sponsor CCTV cameras.
Eagle FM.
Yes. You know, they must sponsor CCTV cameras because that is what we currently need as a nation. The breathalyzers ni, anoshikwashike. You will be able to tell by the way the car is waving whether something was taken or not. Yes. For now, let's focus on things that are of importance to the bigger nation and that do not require you to have $200 for cool drink.
Trying to spot them out now.
Yes.
I asked myself, like, I think it would be difficult for me to spot them out.
Mm.
But thinking about it, the best way could also be of awareness, you know?
Yes.
Maybe the officers, the police officers, could always carry out an awareness or just having a reach out whereby they can identify or tell us how to identify them. You know, sometimes you can play a mind of a criminal, you know? Obviously, they know how they approach residents, you know. So at least if there's an awareness, at least when you find yourself in such a situation, you know what to do. You know how to spot it out that okay, this might be a trap, or this might be a place that's not safe for me, or and all that, and you know how to go about it. Sometimes you can avoid it, sometimes you can escape it. So awareness might be also needed. Not actually might be, but it's needed, you know, in every community. Like, you know, we sit down, they sit down with the residents and talk to them, and also the residents can share, you know. It's like more of, they can also have like a sort of how can I put this? A sort of a conversation that
consultations they, yes, and yes, just sit down, yes, together.
So the residents can share their side, officers can share their side, come together, put everything together, and see what can be done or what solution to whatever that's going on can be done.
I think that in a way would solve some of the issues that are going around, but also communities need to come together, mm-hmm, as a collective. The thing that happens now is that I've witnessed, perhaps on that particular day I was also part of the problem, but I have witnessed someone getting robbed and no one is doing anything about it. Okay, in my defense, I was way younger. It's not, you know, if you see me now, you'll understand. In my defense, I was way younger. There was literally nothing I could do. But then there's this scuffle over a phone and a handbag, and it's early in the morning. People are going to school, people are going to work, and people are just looking on. It's like everyone is minding their own business, and she's screaming, and everyone is just minding their own business. That's also now one of the cultures as to why victims just keep quiet in the moment, because you could lose your life screaming, thinking people will come to your aid, but people do not even have the audacity to come and help you. So now you are just there screaming and endangering your life more, hoping people would help you, but they don't come to your aid. Another thing is, maybe it's because some of the communities I grew up in were relatively smaller. But what happened in those communities was that almost everyone knew each other. You know, when a new car appeared, as a neighborhood, we could tell that, oh, there's a new car in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. What is going on? Whose car is this? Yes. If you are spotted twice, someone will ask, whose car is this? If communities could come up with neighborhood watches, it also helps a lot, because there's always someone on patrol, and they take chances, and you start to see also when something fishy is happening. As someone in neighborhood watch, obviously you guys tell each other, and you educate each other what some of the things that you need to look out for are. So if you start seeing the same car every day doing the same rounds, and, you know, mimicking the same actions every day, then that's not a coincidence. You know, if you are a normal legit taxi driver, ne, there is no way that every day at 10 p.m. you are circling around the same hospital, around the same
area,
around the same vicinity, and it happens so frequently that, but you are new there. So if communities worked together, this would also now just curb some of those things. If communities work together, you would also know, guys, when we were there, if your neighbors are not at home, the whole, community watch knows that Hoho's house is left unattended. So even when they are doing their rounds, they are paying extra attention to your house. Even when, during the day, when your kids are coming back from school, they are paying extra attention to your house because they know currently it's only the kids in that house. So if communities could also work together, they would really be curbing a lot of these, car hijackings,
house theft
and this pretense under the same. And guys, be nice to your colleagues, name. Be nice to your colleagues. Sometimes your colleague has a car. Fare raramkweni until, you know, somewhere where you can put them on a safe car. You know, gosh, I always tell people, I prefer someone getting cab at a service station. Because, and not on the side of the service station, because I know at least there's a chance there that the cameras picked you up. It kind of gives me a little sense of relief to say, oh, but the car, if it's to be traced, it happened here. I am sure there are CCTV cameras, so it's a bit more safer compared to just going to from the roadside or anywhere at all. Yes, the CCTV cameras are there, but I don't think they are for the purpose of safety. They are for the purpose of drivers and other fancier things, because it's so unsafe out there. And like I said, as passengers, as people that are using, especially those using public transport, avoid carrying large sums of money or valuable items. Limit the amount of cash you have on you. If you are someone that runs, let's say, like a small business, and every day after you close up, you have to go. If you cannot leave the money at the premises until the following morning so you can deposit it, try to have a reliable person that drops you by the ATM, make sure you have deposited your money, and then you can go about your way. Alternatively, just sleep in the salon. No, really. Because sometimes you are endangering your life over things that can be found, over material things. And if you feel like you cannot trust the salon to keep your money, and you can also not go without your money because it puts you at risk,
it's the only way.
And like I said, earlier on, keep valuable items hidden. Avoid displaying cell phones, jewelry, or expensive gadgets openly. They attract attention. And I want to emphasize on that. You are attracting attention to yourself. You are putting someone through temptation. Sometimes the reason the person left the house, ne, was really not to come rob you. Mara, the way you are flashing your items, the way you are too vitharon tunai, and to amoya stressa no ko stressa, because they are not in those taxis because it's where they want to be, is because of circumstances. You have gone to school, you have completed your degree, you have completed your master, but still you are ending up in a taxi, and it does not look like there are new jobs coming out anytime soon, because according to the other people, there are no jobs, so there will not be you know. I think the last circular that was due yesterday could have been the last one for now. Because apparently, or for the next 2, maybe 3 years even. Because currently there is no money to, you know, to recruit new people. So now you, because you have a way, you are coming to how should I put it? It's like otoning in kwenika kekesa. Onto kuna naroka tosheke na shena kena ni kujake wumbo. It's like otoning ontoka kekesa. You are making them want what you have. Mm-hmm. So if the opportunity arises, the person is going to rob you in broad daylight and you have brought it upon yourself. You should always separate your emergency fund. Have a bit of money separately in case you are confronted, in that way you also just attempt to resolve the situation, or you avoid escalating tension during the robbery attempt. And when I was a real city girl name, when I used to drink nicely, or when I used to like clubs and bars, I never wore open shoes to the club. And there was a reason. I never ever wore open shoes to the club. Because the girl has a plan.
That's the safety.
So I split my money up.
Socks.
Under the shoes. This side. And then maybe I have a Kayang 300 or a Kayang 200 in the pocket. So that when you find this 200, you think it's all I have.
And you won't even have time to go underneath the shoes.
And yes, and you know, and I think one of the other things, a cheat code, I'm not saying you guys should go use it. Another cheat code is that when, as a woman, that's all you have, sometimes the most they can do is grab your wig and your phone. Mm-hmm. They don't really ask you. Yeah. They don't really ask you. I know. Guy, hang in your handbags. No, I do not attract unnecessary attention to myself. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, society is already so convinced that the woman only has their $200 for their first drink and their cab money to go back home. Mm-hmm. So because you are going to the club, this person is going to assume, ahangu notaka hantingangu.
Yeah.
So they don't go further than that, or rather back in the day, it was a safer way to get away with it.
But
so
nowadays they also beat you. Like, I have a lady from our street. Mm. Actually, she had a katoch.
Mm-hmm.
They beat her because she has a katoch.
Yeah, you wasted their effort.
And I'm like, beating because, and they beat her and they went with it. Now I'm like, what's the point of beating her if you went
because
with
it's form? It's not valuable. Okay, on a scale of, put a price on it. How much can they sell it for?
Obviously, $100,
$200. What can they split?
That's the thing now.
When you're tarong.
But why go sell it on a cheaper price though?
Because that's all you can do. Let me say my phone. Mm-hmm. If it's 5,000 in the shop, mm-hmm, and you steal it from me today, mm-hmm, without a box, without anything, you cannot go sell it for 5,000.
Obviously you're gonna sell it at half price of it.
Yes. 2,000, you 2. Yes, you cannot. So a katoshi, if you go in certain shops,
it's $300.
No, some are even 100. Order with me, Poppy Gellis, and I'm selling them for 100. And it does the same functions as the $300 one. So why would I go buy Okatosheko Mathirika tattoo on the street?
Yeah.
That does not have a box, that does not have a receipt, that does not have proof of ownership. So the most you can do, people are buying those katoshes for $50, $70. So the beating is frustration because our floppy thangweni.
But actually, my cousin, whenever she leaves home or she's coming from school, wherever she's coming from or going to,
mm-hmm,
she always makes sure she sends a text message. That's another way one can use. She always sends a text message of, I climbed in a cab, or I took a yango, or I did this. Like, she gives the whole description.
Yes.
For just in case anything happens. Because you never know when it will happen to you or how it will happen. You won't see it coming, you know?
Mm.
Because it's just you in a cab, and then all of a sudden, you are being thrown out, or you are being point and all that. So always try to, you know, communicate with some of the guys, or, you know, I'm leaving now the house, or I'm getting kept, no matter how late, even if it's 3 a.m. and you have the strength and the energy, even if you're coming from a club, I know you're coming from a club or a bar and you are a bit tipsy and all that. Do send a certain signal of, in case anything happens, they know that, no, at this time, at this hour, this is what a text I got from her or from him.
Yes. Also, it's okay to be paranoid. It's okay to be paranoid. So, there was a time name. Now, I had to, like, come from somewhere. Usiku. Like, you know those emergency travels when you have to get somewhere and public transports are there, nare. So, I got into a car. And sometimes it's okay to be paranoid. It saves you. I got into a car and I was so paranoid because it's a private car. And I'm like, yo, what if these people run away with me? And I get into this car. Luckily, it was a short distance. It was like from Tumeb to the north. Mm-hmm. So I get into this car and I felt very anxious. And I was like, I'm very, very anxious, man. Mm-hmm. So we drive just slightly out of Tumeb. And then I'm like, Anditi, can I please have your license?
Oh, wow. You are really straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I explained to him, I really need a ride, but I do not have a choice. And I really need to be where I need to be early in the morning. So I do not have a choice. Mm-hmm. But also, I do not feel safe. So, because it's harmless, he was like, no, it's okay, I hear you, you are a woman, it's Muna, two other guys in the car, so I was just gambling with my life.
Yes, because even if it's not the driver that's gonna attack you, the passengers can be the attackers.
Yes, so I took, and no, but what I picked up was that these people were together. Mm-hmm. You would know if you got into a car and people know each other properly, or it's just Afarewa. Mm-hmm. So, I get the license and I take a picture of it and I just share it. I shared it with my sister. I shared it with my cousins. I was like, I even shared it with my uncles where I was coming from. I was like, guy, I don't feel safe. And my uncle laughs because he recognized the person. Mm-hmm. So he was like, no, ontondinshi. So, you know, I calmed down because now I knew if something happened to me, someone,
obviously justice will be served.
Yes.
Even, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just need to take extra care when you are taking rides. On some of the apps of the rides that people take, Okunonima. Okuna, there's a share option, mm-hmm, that you can share it with your family members, or you can share the ride details with someone. And if it happens that, and those rides are most now registered at those particular companies. Mm-hmm. That's why I advise people, it's safer to take rides with those particular e-hailing services which have apps. Because should something happen to you, even if it's not the owner of the car that was driving it, ne, the owner of the car has to account for who was driving their car. Mm-hmm. First of all, that car was never reported missing. So if it was not reported missing, it's must because you know where your car is. Mm-hmm. So you need to account for who was driving your car at that particular point. So to reduce the carjacking and the hijacking and that one of safety net, you should always lock your doors. Oh, guys, I'm obsessed with that one. I'll come in your car and I'm locking all the doors. And guys, security. Guys, security. You should lock all your doors and once the passengers are inside, and ensures that windows are rolled up enough to prevent sudden snatching. And this one is so common also. You'd be driving to wachila mama robot watega oreda izeko kuyo greener. Prokoto gone. Your phone is gone.
Or even though sometimes you lock yourself into the car, there's a tendency of hitting the windows.
Especially when you stop.
Mm-hmm.
So always if you have enough money, get that anti something glass for the windows. I don't know the name because, of course, I'm not a man, so how would I know?
That's why whenever I get in cab, my phone is the first priority. I try to put it somewhere safe, tuck it in somewhere safe.
Okay, another thing, especially for drivers, and especially in this festive season, always check your vehicle's condition before you leave the house. Ensure that your brakes, your locks, and your lights are all working properly, because breakdowns can also make you very vulnerable to crime. You break down in the middle of nowhere. For instance, now imagine you break down there on Ochomise Road. that road that runs from Ochomise to Rocky Crest. Imagine that is where you break down. Do you know what's going to happen to you? They are going to have a field day with you. They're nice. And you are going to regret it. You are going to wish that car never deserted you at that particular point in time. When you are waiting for someone, you should always park somewhere where you are visible. Don't go park in the corner far at the back where no one can see you. And so forth. Always park somewhere where you know nandokuli. There is a security guard nearby. Maybe the people's house is near. Yeah, there should be movement, and not just any movement. It should be secured movement. Let's say if you are waiting for someone and close to a school, until you see them coming out of the house, park nandokuri in front of the school, because there's a security personnel there. Park in front of a clinic while the person comes out. If there is no one in that particular, park closer to the light, where you can also see your surroundings. Just try to park somewhere where you are able to see your surrounding. Another common thing is be aware of tailing. Oh, okay. Be aware of tailing. And tailing is when someone is following you. Sometimes you're driving, and you can tell that someone has actually been following you for long. Mm-hmm. Now you have to ask yourself why they are following you. Guys, this hack trick will save you or it will get you in trouble. But as a driver, especially in Windhoek, or especially as a female driver, when you come across people with reflectors, and it's also now a trend, they pretend like they're the police.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come across people with reflectors and your instincts tell you don't stop, take the risk, drive yourself straight to the police station.
Yes.
Don't run away.
The nearest one.
Drive yourself straight to the nearest police station. Because sometimes it's really the police,
mm-hmm.
and they are wearing, reflectors, and they are having, undercover cars of theirs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's other people, it's the risk takers,
mm-hmm.
who are just trying to get on with their lives. And reflectors are so easily accessible, bruh. So it could be anywhere. So I always tell people, one thing about me, I will go to the police station. In fact, when you find me at the police station, I'll tell you, now let's continue the conversation you wanted to have in the dark. Because, and if you ask me, why did you drive? You can see I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm alone in the car. I'm vulnerable. There is no way I can defend myself if you were a thief. And sometimes they don't even follow you. So now you even wonder, is it really the police?
Yeah.
Because, I just went to chill with your colleagues, huh?
That's the thing
now. So drive yourself. That is the one hack trick I always tell people. drive yourself straight to the police station. Don't attempt to run away, because sometimes it is really the police. Mm-hmm. But on other days, you don't know. So just drive straight to the police station. At least there, you have a better way to defend yourself and say, the reason I drove to the police station is I could have been in the wrong, but I was also feeling unsafe. Mm-hmm. Just don't do things that will now get you shot. People here like to use their guns, my dear. I think because they are not being sent to war to support.
If you see that there is shots and it's in a public area and they are following you, you could stop because it's in a public area and it might be the police. Because, okay, if it's a thief, they wouldn't take the risk of using a gun while chasing you and you are trying to, you know, get away.
They don't know where you are trying to get away to. Unless you come to the police station. Sometimes they don't know that you are, you know, it's that statement, Moshwamba, Karongo Kankwe, Timawankwenyo Karongo Kiriri. You don't know if you are driving straight to the police station or you are also just going other ways.
Yeah.
You don't know if the person is driving away because they are fearful of what it could be, or if they are driving away because they are a perpetrator and they don't want you to catch them. You never know. So it's a gamble. It's a risk, but something has to give. Lastly, build communication and emergency readiness. A lot of you guys are using smartphones name, but you cannot even utilize your smartphones to their full potential. There are literally buttons there are actions you can activate using buttons on your phone. If you just set up your emergency contacts, if you just set up your emergency settings, and by the press of a button, someone can see you are in an emergency and they can easily start tracking your phone. Because tell me, if someone is gallivanting around with you in the car for 3 hours, 3 hours, and you had sent out an emergency alert to your relatives, relatives you have communicated to before to say, when this SOS call comes to you, it means I'm in danger. And you need to get to the nearest police station and get the nearest tracking device and find where I am. If we can utilize our very beautiful smart applications for things that actually save us, for things that protect us, it would have been so easy, because these phones are traceable. For as long as the phone is on, while you are waiting for your father to send that money, you could have activated the panic button. You could have sent out an SOS message. And someone would have come to your aid. But no, guys, no, you are disappointing me. The phone is just for filters and pouting lips. The phone is just for filters and pictures. Why? Why, when you can use the phone to keep yourself, kama yourself, you see, now I'm even going to Oshkwanyama language. You can, you can use the phone to keep yourself like really, really safe. Sometimes start sharing your live location. Like there is the one thing this other Tatini was so obsessed with. If I'm not there to pick you up, your live location is on. From the moment you leave work to the moment you get to work. Up to the moment you get home. And when you are home, you communicate you are home. Because that's how it's supposed to be. Oh, problem, ma'am. You guys, and your family members, you believe jeletuar makar, and now you do not want people to know your whereabouts. So you want to move in secret. You want to move in private. And 2 days, jiki jiki, 2 days down the lane, they are finding your body because nobody knew where you were. Nobody knew what you were doing there. Someone always needs to know. Yes, I understand the life of privacy, but someone should always know where you are. And I tell people, even if you are going to a sneaky link, my dear, we don't care. Share with someone where you are always. Share with someone who you are. What if your sneaky link is the serial killer?
That's the thing now.
always, someone should always know where you are. Gero wakasira koma koko nima koma mbogantu. Gero wakasira koma mbogantu patoni mwangin. Now people are also asking, how did she get there? Nontu wantu patenai keweta ashita potishashi. It's, of course, my tanyaka. My tanyaka shiri, but now it puts people, kucha, So how did she end up there? And it's your family's word against the other person's word, because nobody knew about where you were. Nobody knows how you ended up there. Someone could get accused unnecessarily over a decision you made yourself. Anyone could now come up with any type of assumption, because I can say, no, she went to a run and maybe they kidnapped her. But your usual pickup point is running. No, guys, these are things that are happening. Your usual pickup point is running. You go for a run, your sneaky link picks you up while you are running. He drops you back, you jog back. I'm laughing about it, but it's things that are happening. And I think it's just very important that people take extra care of themselves. The truth is, if you wanna go do your things, go do your shenanigans, but make sure someone knows about your whereabouts. Use your phones for the purposes that benefit you. Don't just be using your phone for social media for nonsense that does not benefit you in any way. Like, those are literally my last words on today's conversation. To say, use your cell phone, use your smart apps, use your smart gadgets for things that keep you safe. It's really, really so easy to send out an SOS message on a cell phone. It's very easy. But these are conversations we should be having, because clearly you guys at home, you don't know your phones have this type of functions. Otherwise, I'm not blaming victims also. I'm not shaming victims. I'm just saying, otherwise, why did you not activate that? It's a double click. Double click and your message could go. Double click. Like while you are scuffling to give that phone, you are clicking already because you know where the button is.
Yes.
And you should put yourself in a position whereby you always are ready for anything. Always
train yourself.
Train yourself. Guys, lastly, buy, what is this? Now I forgot the name. It's guess.
Pepper spray.
Yes, buy pepper spray. Buy pepper spray. Buy pepper spray.
Anything you can use to defend yourself.
Yes, buy pepper spray. So, Francina, do you want to add anything to this conversation?
My last words. At the beginning, you have said we're approaching the festive season.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time where they are now like on the hard heat. Like they are now really, really hustling for that time of the year, you know. So let's be on alert. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure that wherever you go, you look around yourself. I know some of us, we are ignorant. Sometimes you can forget, but try by all means, you know, every time you step out of the house, check around yourself, because sometimes the person or these criminals might have followed you from home as you stepped out of the house up to where you have arrived. And as you're also leaving, going back home, all that way, they're just, monitoring you. But if you try to at least look yourself around, like look around, you know, you can identify them. So let's try to take care of ourselves. Let's try to avoid all this criminal work that the criminals are trying to put on us. But lastly, let's do the right thing. Then taking risk of your own life and all that.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the very end of Social Times here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Do continue listening to the rest of our programming. Next online is Tata Mike Oshavelli, who will be taking you through Mind Matters. And I will catch you next week, Saturday. Same time, same place, same radio frequency. Do continue listening. Bye-bye.